From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, December the 9th through Sunday, December 11th. I'm Philip Grant. Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that the Kinder Hook Memorial Library held the grand opening of its new reading porch on Saturday, December the 10th. The porch is the first piece of major structural expansion, which will eventually include a community room, handicapped accessible bathrooms, a teen room, and an expanded children's room. Library Director Anna Lee Giraldo said, and I quote, "I cannot think of a better gift that our community could receive. This was not a fast process. There were notes from past board meetings saying we needed an expansion going all the way back to 1973, end quote. The Kinder Hook Memorial Library serves the towns of Kinder Hook and Stuyvesant. The reading porch was named for the Ben and Fady Tuttle family, longtime advocates of the library. Chris McKenna at the Fray reported that State Senator George Amador was the first among his peers to respond to questions posed by the Times-Herald Record about the State Pay Commission and two amendment proposals. The Rotterdam Republican told the paper he is against reviving the expired salary commission, but he does support amendments to impose term limits on lawmakers and lengthen their terms of office from 2 years to four. Amador wrote in an email to the paper, and I quote, "I remain opposed to a pay raise for the legislature and don't think the discussion needs to continue, especially not in the context of a larger deal or trade for something else," end quote. Amador indicated support for an amendment that would cap the number of years a public official can serve. That amendment would also double the length of a term to 4 years. That amendment would, and I quote, "ease the constant cycle of campaigning every 2 years and allow for more of a focus on governing and policy," end quote, Amador said. Claire Hughes is reporting at Capital Confidential that New York made a few more slight changes in its medical marijuana program on Thursday, December the 8th. Medical marijuana manufacturers can now sell wholesale to competitors, a policy aimed at leveling out varied crop yields, the state health department said. Chronic pain was recently added as a new ailment eligible for prescription. The condition was defined as severe debilitating pain that has lasted or is expected to last 3 months, has been deemed by a medical professional to degrade a patient's health or reduce their ability to function, and has not been successfully treated with other remedies. 45-day comment period will begin once the new rule is published, which is expected to be December 21st. As of November 29th, nearly 11,000 patients have been certified by 750 registered physicians to use medical marijuana in the state. William J. Kimball reported in the Daily Freeman that the U.S. Coast Guard received more than 10,000 comments on its proposed Hudson River anchorage plan. The initial comment period closed on December the 6th. The Coast Guard is currently in the process of evaluating an industry request for 10 new anchorage sites on the Hudson River between Yonkers and Kingston. Officials wrote, and I quote, "The Coast Guard is committed to publicly informed decision-making when considering new anchorage grounds and what form possible regulation should take. Coast Guard officials are not willing to provide an estimate of how long the review process will take before a decision is made to either accept the proposal, modify the request, or turn down the application." You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Mid-Hudson News reported that sales of single-family homes in Ulster County is increasing. Home sales have increased from 1,259 in 2015 to 1,453 during the same time this year. The average selling price during that same period rose from $232,000 to more than $237,000, according to the Ulster County Board of Realtors Multiple Listing Service. Listed homes were on the market an average of 134 days before they were sold, compared with 150 days in 2015. Finally, Rosa Atchison and Greg Hudson are reporting in the Daily Mail that the Athens Village Board met in an emergency meeting on Friday, December the 9th, after one of the two filters at the village water filtration plant failed, said Mayor Chris Spicer. Following the meeting, officials said the village will work with state agencies and water specialists to resolve the water emergency. The Hollister Lake Water Plant contains two water filters that serve the village of Athens and town customers as well. As of Friday, one of the two filters was functional, while the other was not working at all. The village water is safe, Weiser said, and will be unless there is a problem with the second filter. No boil water advisory is in effect. In the meantime, the village is asking residents to conserve water. Weiser said, and I quote, "We want people to conserve water whenever possible. This time of year, we don't think there are too many people using large amounts of water, so we're not too worried about that," end quote. The mayor estimated it will take 2 to 3 weeks to resolve the problem. He said, and I quote, "We're thinking we're going to fix the other filter as well. It's easier to do both at once, so we may go to that situation after we get the first one fixed," end quote. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for the WGXE listening area until noon today, Monday, December the 12th. Between 3 to 6 inches of snow is expected overnight, with the higher totals forecast for the Berkshires and southern Vermont. The snow may mix with or change to rain and sleet early on Monday morning in areas south of Interstate 90. As for today, the National Weather Service is forecasting rain and snow and sleet, becoming all rain after 10 a.m., the temperature high will be 43 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 25. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 18. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 32 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. The sun rose at 7:16 this morning, and the sun will set at 4:22 this afternoon. That will give us 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, about 1/2 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 12th day of December, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.